Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One, X Best Bets. We bring Andrew Eck back in for our weekly guest appearance to have him break down all of his bets that he loves going into the weekend. This is just a great conversation, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's dive in. We've got Andrew here, our X Best Bets, back again. Okay, dude.
We're back.
So, how is the day going? How's the day going, huh? 8 o'clock. What are you doing? What's going on?
I got some baseball on. Baseball's been exciting.
You watch Cubs game?
I did watch the Cubs game. Yeah, it was on. Pretty exciting. They're going to lose, but it's fine. Baseball or playoff baseball's fun. It's exciting. I can't do regular season. It's too much of a commitment. 162 is a lot.
It is.
But playoff baseball is fun. You know, every run's important, every inning, every at bat, edge of your seat kind of stuff. So it's a good, you can put it on in the background, do some work.
So,
And also, you know.
listening to these people talk baseball on the Score, that's where I get all my baseball stuff, right? Because I listen to the Score every morning. They're going to talk Cubs, obviously. They keep talking about like the importance. Craig Counsell, the Cubs manager, talks about the importance of the first inning and how important it is. You know anything about that? Because you probably follow baseball more than I do. And it's interesting he says it. Because then I looked at the Score. I didn't watch tonight. And the Cubs put up all four runs in the first inning.
Yeah. I mean, I think it probably gets to just get off to a good start. I mean, I don't know if there's any data behind that.
I didn't know if there's any analytics behind it that you might know about, because I know you look at it.
Not that I know of. I mean, there might be. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the team, the NFL team, who's leading at half, you know, wins over half of the time or whatever, the 60% or something, you know. So, you know, get an early lead, put the pressure on them kind of stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's probably just because they were coming out slow and trying to play catch up a lot. So
definitely. Yeah. And they were talking about the idea, like baseball's different than when we watched. I did enjoy when the Cubs were in the last series, the wild card. It was fun to watch and see the pitch count, because I don't watch enough to pay attention to that. And it was nice, like how much faster the game was moving than when we grew up. So that was pretty nice.
Yeah. I think it's kind of funny, like all these changes, these like minor changes that people like freak out about. I remember when they like first announced the pitch clock, and it was like, oh my God, you can't have a pitch clock. And now it's like, you watch the game, it's just like boom, 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 boom. It's nice. It's good flowing. It's like when they put ads on the jerseys, everyone's like, oh my God, you can't put ads on the jerseys. And it's like, you don't even really notice them. They're like, all right, whatever, you know?
No.
It's like things people get upset about. It's funny.
I know, right? It's the way, see, the NFL, I feel like the NFL has changed a lot and grown, and it's different than when we were growing up. So I try to sit back a lot and think, what's the NFL going to look like in 2035? I really believe, Drew, we're 5 years or less away from the onside kicks gone, and it's going to be some type of fourth down, like fourth and 15, like a play somewhere on the field. Like it could be you're at your own 20, and if you convert it, you get the ball where you convert, you just keep going, right? And
that'd be interesting.
I also think the other change will be you'll still get the extra point. There's going to be the go for two, but I think they're going to have a go for three at like the 10-yard line, and it'll be like you can only go for three in the fourth quarter. I know it sounds crazy. I'm not saying no one ever talks about stuff like that, but where I think that's going to happen is NFL flag football is going to be in the Olympics, and I'm pretty sure in flag football you have the option to go for three. I could be wrong, but I think you can move the ball back and go for more points. And if people like it, you know how the NFL is. If people like it, they'll try it in the preseason. And so I try to think about the things like, what are we watching now? How will it change? I think the kickoff is here to stay with the new rule. But is there anything that you could think of that you're like, anything thoughts on that though, or anything at all?
Yeah, I think that going for three is interesting. I think that the what's the other football league? Not the UFL.
XFL.
XFL. I think they do that, right?
Do they?
Where it's like they go from two, go to three. Maybe not. Maybe I just made it up. But I feel like I've seen it somewhere. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I just think it's the one thing about the NFL is if it's a two score a two score game with like less than 2 minutes to go, it's like game over,
It really
essentially,
is.
right?
Yeah.
And so like in baseball, it's not really, I mean, I guess the whole way it's set up is different, but like in the NBA, you get these massive comebacks and stuff. In the NFL, it's like not so easy to come back, especially with the new onside kick rule, where it's like good luck and you're just never gonna get it. So it's
Yeah,
kind of
agreed.
it'll just depend on how important they think like these last minute like these comebacks are. But I can kind of see both ways. Like you're dominating the whole game, and then like there's this like rule that they can just come back in. But I don't know. I think it'd make for more exciting football. That you can go for two. Instead of being down eight or being down nine, it's not over. Or down on 12 or whatever. It's not game over.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be pretty cool. I don't know. I think it's so interesting about the ebbs and flows of the NFL. So I remember we were probably talking about this 5 years ago when it was like the pass. Even college football is all spread out. Everyone throw it around. And it's funny because it's like that in every sport. Like it's like that in the NBA too. Everyone shoot threes, and then it's like, okay, but the whole reason that people spread people out and threw it around is because, like, especially in college, is they didn't have the same amount of talent, so they couldn't line up with Alabama up front, so they had to spread them out. So it's not saying like everybody should spread them out. And then it's like, okay, everyone spreads everyone out, they get really fast and quick down the center of the defense, and then they're like, okay, well, like you see in the NFL now, it's like two tight ends, let's get big. Like the Eagles, right? Like they're just poundy, pound, pound, pound. It's like, well, because everyone's little. Like they don't like there's very few like big, like Haloti Ngata back in the day. There's like, or like the Williams sisters for the Vikings. There's like very, very few of those. And so it's interesting to see like that transition of like running was like why are you running the ball? Throw, throw, throw. And now it's like coming back where it's like, okay, we need a steady run game, and the good teams run the ball, stuff like that. So it'll be interesting. That's kind of the take. It's like, what's that next evolution in offensive football? Because the defense kind of lags behind a little bit, but
Yeah.
offense changes, and like I feel like the Patriots kind of did a little too tight end stuff in the like 2010s before Aaron Hernandez, that whole thing. But they weren't like maybe the word maybe I misremember. They weren't like a running team. It was more like almost like a spread you out, get mismatches, like tight ends on linebackers type deal. So that's always what I'm interested in, is like, where's that new evolution? Because I could kind of see it coming with the running game. This just makes sense. Like, who's going to zag? Because if 32 teams are playing the same way, you can't, like, where's the advantage?
Yeah.
Like, there's only five elite quarterbacks, So it's like, well, if you don't have one, what do you do? Well, you get big and you just run the ball.
Yeah, and you build a roster that's really solid, like the Colts, and we'll talk about them. And then what happens? You have a throwback quarterback is kind of the new thing, a guy that can play balanced, play action, get rid of the ball. Like you talked about the Lions, they hit these the Lions. It's just all levels concepts. It's just a low crosser, a medium crosser, a deep post, and it's like we have so much time. You have to play the run. Your linebackers have to step up, and then there's all that going on behind it. Nobody can play man with them because nobody can run with Jamison Williams and Amon. But you said two tight ends. The other thing is the best teams in the league, and I don't know who the best teams are right now because it's hard to tell. But we know the Lions are really good. We think the Colts are turning out to be good. The Eagles, the Bills, and there's one other team. I think the Jags. I think it's the Jags. Those teams I heard today, they run how much they're running the ball, like close to 50% of their snaps. So there's that. But then there's also, I know the Lions do this. I think the Bills do it too. They play the extra offensive lineman. So we talk about just not only being big, then they're forget about two tight ends. They're also bringing in the extra offensive lineman. So that's huge in terms of like if everyone starts doing that, where is the zagging? You remember there was that period where they were throwing the ball and it was like that's what then brought, like, we were talking about speed, and it felt like then everyone went two man. And I know everyone thinks about cover, like Tampa two,
Cover
but
two, yeah.
two man is different than cover two zone. We're talking
Yeah.
like you just trail the offensive receiver, and you got two safeties over the top, no big plays,
Right.
right?
No one gets behind. Yeah, because that was
Yeah.
like the Mahomes, like Tyreek Hill over the top, scoring, 30 points a game, and it was like,
Yeah.
okay, well, let's no big plays, make you matriculate down the field, run the ball.
And if you play someone in Madden and they're playing two man and you can't run the ball, you're in trouble. Like, it's really difficult to throw. But the thing is, you play two man against the Lions, they're gonna run you out of it so fast. You're gonna have to drop that safety in the back. So yeah, it's
And
fascinating.
that's where the zag is, you know.
Yeah, it is. So to kick off today, let's get into the X bets now. Hey, look at us just catching up, just broing out, talking ball. Now let's
Just
talk more ball in a more
talking ball.
organized way. Let's real quick, Andrew came into this week. He went into last week's bets at 7-4. You finished 2-4 last week. So that puts us at 9-8 on the season. Hey, above 500. No, nothing wrong with that. I think we're 3 or 4 weeks into this bad boy. So 9-4 or 9-8 on the season. Didn't have our best week last week. That's all good. You came back to bounce back. Before we jump into picking a game, and we'll do that segment next, I want to start with two trivia questions for you. Okay, so I kind of jumped in front and went backwards. Whatever, we'll get used to the rundown. I'm staring at the rundown. So, two trivia questions for Andrew. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I think he's gonna get one. Well, I don't think he's gonna get the other.
Probably not.
I feel really good about one, but I don't feel good about the other. Okay, here we go. Andrew, last weekend, it was the first time since what year that the Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens all lost in the same week? When
Oh,
was
I
the
already
last
heard
time it
this one. It was
happened?
2017, I think. I
Oh,
heard
you
this one on
got
one of the podcasts.
it. Okay. Hey, did you know when that happened? Josh Allen, college. Lamar was in college. Mahomes was the backup for the Chiefs. They weren't even playing. That's crazy, dude.
That is
Okay, second one. I thought you might not get that one. So of course
crazy.
he's like me. He
If
listens.
I yeah,
Go
yeah.
ahead.
If I didn't hear it, if I didn't hear it before, I would have gotten it wrong.
Okay, this is one I think you're gonna get because the guys that are involved, okay? Since 2018, Lamar, Allen, and Mahomes have accounted for 5 of 7 NFL MVPs. Which players have the other two since 2018? Five of the last seven, those three players have, but
Since
there's two other emergencies.
2018.
Since 2018. I'll give you a second. Ollie can help you out. You can phone
Yeah,
him in.
Ollie's back. He's having GI problems, so
I think you're gonna get
he's
it.
in timeout.
I'm gonna give you 15 to 20 seconds. Okay.
And Matt Ryan was too. It was a long time. It was. Who was it?
I thought about Matt Ryan. It's interesting because he was like 2016, 2017, or whatever, like the Patriots year where that he lost to the Patriots.
It wasn't the Carson Wentz year.
No, remember he got injured and they gave that Mahomes won it that one. That's the one Mahomes won.
Oh, that's who. Okay.
That's okay. I'm sorry.
Who was that? I can't even think.
Okay, I'm gonna say, my bad, I'm dropping stuff. I'm gonna say one thing. I think you're gonna get it. COVID.
Yeah, I'm just going through. It's got to be a quarterback.
What quarterback benefited during COVID because there couldn't be a crowd there? We talked about this over chat once in a group chat. I said, isn't it interesting how this guy's out here bragging about how his cadence was so powerful when there was no fans
It
there?
wasn't Rodgers, was it?
He won back to back. Remember the
No
COVID
way.
MVP? Yeah, he won back
Oh
to
my God,
back.
that's right.
And
That feels like
so
it was so long ago.
it feels so long ago because remember during COVID, going into that year, they drafted Love. That made him upset. And then he went back to back MVP.
That was wow. I don't know why I thought like Love was drafted. But yeah, he's what is what his how many years has Love been in the league? 6 years?
Yeah, this is his year
Five?
six. This is his year six. Because they signed him after 4, right? Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Wow.
Picked up the 5th year option and they kind of did that weird deal for year four or whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. I think that was going to be fun, but I was like, because it's Rodgers. I'm like, he's going to get it. But I was like, he's not going to get the Chiefs one and the Bills and the Ravens.
I couldn't even think about that.
Okay,
Rodgers, I
so
forgot.
we'll go to our second segment. Something Andrew and I are going to do every week. Like we said, he went 2-4 last week. He's 9-8 on the year. But just to make it more fun for you guys, we're going to reflect on last week's games. We're not going to go through all of them. We're going to play a game. It's called Pick One. We'll rotate each week who goes first, or we'll just flip a coin, or we'll just decide live. Andrew gets to pick one game from last week that he wants to talk about that he bet on, and then I'll pick a game that I want to talk about. So Andrew, because this is week one, I'm going to give it to you. Pick one. What game would you like to talk about from last week?
Yeah, so I was just going through the games, and I think one of the things that's interesting for both teams is one is, you know, trajectory up and one is trajectory way down. It's Colts Raiders, and it's like I think I bet against the Colts every single week of the season, and I was just, you know, prepping for the day and looking at stuff. I'm like, are the Colts actually good? Like, is Daniel Jones good now? Like, was I mean, we've talked about this before, like situation mattering. Does the situation matter that much where you can be Daniel Jones and like be bad? Like he was not good. He was not a good quarterback. And he goes to Indianapolis and Anthony Richardson is terrible, but then Daniel Jones plays for basically the same roster. Now he's awesome. Like, I was just going through, you know, the stats that I love to go through. You know, DVOA, they're third overall, fourth on, or second in offensive DVOA, fifth in defensive DVOA, and then you go to like six, or you go to QBR. And you're like, okay, well, let's Daniel. How's Daniel Jones doing? First in QBR this year. They're, of course, the other website goes away, but they're like. What's taking so long? Like top five in where are they?
You're looking at
Oh
EPA.
yeah, so they're yeah. So EPA per play, they're second. Success rate, they're second. Drop back EPA. So this looks at passing plays only, they're fifth. Success rate on dropbacks, they're fourth. Rushing, their EPA, their second. Rushing success rate, they're eight. So I mean, I success rate, I tip that to like they're probably winning and they're running against loaded boxes because they're, you know, up by 30. But that's crazy. They're like top five in like every offensive category, and then I think defense is it's much the same. So it's like, dang, 5 weeks. So like, what is yeah EPA per play and defense are fourth. And then success rate, they're not as high. But anyways, you get the point. Top five.
And they
Really good
should
offense,
they
really good
really should be
defense.
5-0, right?
Yeah, so I thought about it. I mean, you go both ways. Like
Broncos
they
game.
should have beat the Broncos. That Rams game that they ended up losing, they could have won. So it's like, you know, I think one loss is probably fair.
Fair.
Fair for them. But it's like, dang. Like what is your like you know 'cause you look at week one like the Packers like killed the Lions and it was like oh the Lions are terrible the Packers are the best team in the league and then it's like you get week three week four like oh maybe not maybe the Lions are still really really good and the Packers you know they're good but they're not like you know that good so like what's your threshold of you know okay now they're good it's like I
Yeah.
don't know 5 weeks and they haven't played I mean they played some like bad teams, Raiders obviously, but they played some good teams and they beat most of them.
Here's what's impressive. I agree with you. Here's what's impressive about them. When you're like, are they good? When they beat, we'll just go through their schedule. Week one, they beat the Dolphins 33-8, and it was like, it's tough because it's the Dolphins. And it's not only was it the Dolphins, but going into the season, the vibes in Miami have just been off, like not good. I mean, you know, like if you're an NFL fan and you're clued in at all.
Yeah.
That whole thing seems off and weird, right? So you don't
Yeah.
want to read too much into it. Then week two, they did pull out a great game against the Broncos. And say what you want. I mean, I'm pretty sure we can pull up right now. I think Daniel Jones played pretty dang well. 23 for 34, 316 yards and a touchdown. Jonathan Taylor, 25 carries, 165 yards. Do
That's a
we
really good defense.
don't we both think that Jalen Hurts has better weapons and a better O-line and a better running back? And they just put up no points like for like three straight quarters against this Broncos team at home, and look what Daniel Jones did, right? Like, so dang, that's pretty good. Even though I know like they won because of the whole field goal thing, but that's an impressive win now, and it's like that win looks better now that the Broncos beat the Eagles, so that aged well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's big time. Titans, they beat him, but they beat him 44 41-20. That's impressive, dude.
They
They
smashed them.
smashed them. And I think the Rams, You know me. That's who I have. I think it's Rams or Bucks going to the Super Bowl. I'd have to look at my picks. I kind of forgot. NFC title to me in the NFC is going to be Rams, Lions, Bucks, Lions. Any of those three teams, I think they're going to be in it. My take. So you and I agree. They could have won that game for not if not for the fumble. But that was the game where that they proved it to me. That game, I was like, okay, for real. Tough to play out of conference. But then they play the Raiders, Drew, and they smack them. They smack them in the middle of the game, second and third quarter, 40-0. Like
Yeah, I mean,
42-0.
it's not even
Oh,
close. It's
not even close.
not even, Raiders haven't even been competitive. You know, they weren't even competitive in that game.
Now, flip this, flip this. It's all about brand, right? All these games, super teams that usually go to the Super Bowl, like Florio was talking about, they usually manhandle the bad teams. Like they demolish. But we would all think going into the season, the Bills would be a Super Bowl contender. Because the Bills, they struggled with Miami. You saw it, I saw it. We were on this podcast and you were like, hey, spoiler alert, 14-14, right? Okay, and then they played around with the Saints. The only team that blew out was
Saints
the
had the
Jets.
ball. Saints
Yeah.
had the, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're like, so it's like, well, how could we sit here with a straight face after 5 weeks and they just lost to the Patriots and say that the Colts aren't for real, but the Bills are? We're just doing that off of quarterback names. And I want to say one more thing about Daniel Jones. Anthony Richardson's horrible. We agree on that, right? I mean, we watched him play last year. He's the type of guy that can't hit the flat. Like 5 yards in the flat, he'll throw 5 yards over his head. This is awesome for him because the Colts probably have, I mean, such a better roster than what New York ever had. He's got a coach that I think believes in him. But this is what I think the key is that he's in, what year is Daniel Jones in? Six, seven, eight,
Yeah,
something?
something like that.
I feel like the light just goes off and it's another guy who went to McVay, Shanahan, or KOC. He got his footing under him. And that now we're seeing like good football out of him. Same with Darnold. I just think it takes, dude, bro, I think it just takes time for the light to go off for some guys in the NFL. Because he's a first round. I don't know if he's a first round talent, but he went in the first round.
Yeah, he won the first round. I mean,
So
it's like,
I believe in the
go ahead.
Colts. That's what I'm saying. I believe in the Colts. I'm sold.
And I think it going back to like what we started off a little bit with, like the changes in the NFL. I think the change is going to be like, I remember earlier it was like get the quarterbacks young. It's like in the NBA, you know, you want young. And now it's like who's played a lot of games, especially now with NIL. Like it makes sense as a quarterback, just stay in college. Get more experience, get more reps. You make as much, if not more, in college. So might as well just get the reps doing that. And you look at Anthony Richardson, JJ McCarthy struggled, but like the quarterbacks that come in and play really well, Jaden McDaniels, you know, those quarterbacks are quarterbacks that played a lot, you know. And
Played
so
a
I
lot,
think you
man.
just you can't get better at quarterback without playing quarterback. So and the NFL does a bad job of like training quarterbacks. Like if you're backup, you're not getting the reps, you know, you're not getting the ability to get better. But maybe, you know, Dan Jones, as he was playing, you know, got better, went to Minnesota, you know, learned something, and now he's in Indianapolis, you know, great situation. And I think what's sustainable about Indianapolis is like it's not relying on Daniel Jones. Like Daniel Jones, is he gonna be top QBR at the end of the season? Probably not. But I mean, Jonathan Taylor's not going anywhere. Like that offensive line's not going anywhere. Defense, like that stuff all plays. And if you put, and we've seen with the Eagles, you know, if you have offensive line running game defense, like the quarterback, all he has to do is just distribute. They
Yeah.
have, you know, they have weapons. So I mean, I don't know. Spoiler alert, I'm going to pick against them this week,
He's overriding him up.
but I think they're good. So that was what impressed me the most.
That's funny. I love it. Okay, we'll move to mine. That was good. Good stuff on the Colts. So I've been making this joke since last year. And I did pick these. These are my sneaky seventh place. And I'm not gonna lie, after a few weeks, I was ready to I disown them, but I think I'm starting to bring them back. I think they're mine again. So the joke has been since the offseason and maybe even late last year that the Panthers are my, they're frisky and they're mine, right? They're the frisky Panthers and they're mine. And then after they got smacked like early in the year, like twice, I was like, listen, they're no longer frisky and they're no longer mine. But after the first two quarters against the Dolphins, I gotta tell you, they're frisky again and they're mine again. So I want to talk about the Dolphins and the Panthers because This was the version of the Panthers I actually thought we were going to see. So that's why I was like, man, division's a week. I'm not really sold on what's going on in Atlanta. Saints are awful. So maybe the Panthers, because what they do have, at least what I thought they had, strong offensive line, really good running game. They drafted that receiver. They had the other young receiver. Bryce was playing college
Cutter,
end
yeah.
of last year. They have a good front on defense. Like, I think they're going to be a physical team. So when they played the Dolphins last week, I'm tuning in. I'm thinking this is the perfect team for the Panthers to like bully. Started off, they were the ones getting bullied, but it was cool to see them flip the game. So I watched that whole game. I was really glued in on it, and that was the definition, in my opinion, of like a program win, right? Like, was it Canales? Is that the head coach's name? Is it Dave Canales? I think. Just think, yeah. There's that moment where you're texting me early in the game, like, are we done with Bryce? Is he no longer the guy? Is it time to move on? And I wasn't in disagreement. I'm thinking, yeah, I think maybe it is. And then when he's confident, he looks like, a top five pick. I know he's small, but I thought he made some big time throws in that game. And dude, I'm not saying they're gonna win more than 9 games, but and I get it, it's the Dolphins, but man, they when they have their identity and they just run, like, I don't know if you watched any of this game at all, but like how physical they were able to play, dude. It was impressive to see a team, and I know there were like six comebacks of 10 points or more, first time in a long time. They were one of them, but that was one of the more impressive ones, because down 17-3 or whatever it was, and they were just not a very they don't have a lot of like they don't have evidence. They're not the team that's like, oh, we can come back. This is what we do. I was really impressed by the Panthers. That's all I got to say. They're mine and they're frisky again. That's how I feel.
I mean, if you can run the ball and play defense, you have a shot. And wasn't that Rico Dowdle ran for like 200 yards or something?
Yeah, did you see that
Wasn't
one
that him?
where he ran down the middle and the two dudes bounced off of him? Did you see that? It was like a movie, bro. Like explosion. Boom. Katie was trying
Like
to talk
that
to me. I was like,
X-Men guy.
I know. I was like, Katie was talking to me. I just threw the blanket off me. I'm like, whoa! Do you see this? Those are my Frisky Panthers right there. And I think the reason I got real excited is I picked them in my confidence pool, and I knew most people took confidence. So
You're
I
like,
feel
ooh,
really good.
I got something for y'all.
I'm feeling good, but what are we seeing from their like advanced stats? What are you seeing from them? I know they're probably not great, but I'm just curious. Like,
I mean, they're kind of all over the place. Like their rush, like I was just looking at their defense. Like defensive success rate, they're fourth in the league, but EPA against the run is 20th. So they're kind of like, I don't know, kind of all over the place. Like drop back success rate, top 10. And then EPA, they're 15th. So like success rate, like down to down, they seem to be pretty good.
okay.
But they just might like explosive plays or big time plays, like when they need it, they're not getting it. And then offensively, they're not super great. They can run the ball pretty well. Like they're top 10 in rush EPA and rush success rate, but they're bottom third in throwing, which
Here's what we noticed too. Week one on the road, they get smacked. I think it was worse than the score says, 10-26 by the Jags. Jags are a good team, but it's on the road. Notice 22-27 week two, they lose to the Cardinals. They almost made a comeback, but they were losing most of the game. Then they go home and they smack the Falcons 30-0. Then they go on the road again. The road Warriors here, not very good. 13-42 against the Pats on the road. They come home. They come back against the Dolphins. So when you're saying they're all over, it's like maybe that's the theme, is they play really bad on the road. Like, they're not a good road team. And this week they play the Cowboys. So I don't know if it's on your picks. We'll get to the rundown here in a little bit for this week. But the reason I say I want to talk about them last week is because I am also really interested in talking about them this week. Because again, they're at home. Cowboys, this is one of those spots where maybe the Cowboys fall asleep at noon against the Panthers. But yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. They'll probably end up on my card. They're not part of the top five picks. But yeah, I mean that's an interesting point about home road splits, which I still don't understand for the life of me, like why that matters in
So
professional
much.
sports,
Yeah. That
but
it's
it
already playing
does.
out 5 weeks in. It's very obvious, right? So,
I mean it's like drastically different.
very, very much. Yeah. A lot of variance there. Okay, let's move on to our third segment. That was pick one. Andrew picked one. He wanted to talk about the Colts. Are they actually good? I think they are. I wanted to talk about the Panthers. They're frisky again, and they're mine. Third one, Drew, tee us up, brother. What do you got? All your bets, run through them, and then we'll go through a few.
So I got five. So the five, I was kind of struggling picking five. I like the Giants plus 7.5 at home. That's a Thursday night game. Thursday night home game. Eagles, like, I don't know. I can kind of talk myself and I'll go through it a little bit, but Raiders minus 5.5 at home against the Titans. That's just like that's the poop factor. That's like the poop hole. Like, who can suck the most? Raiders or Titans? San Francisco plus 3 at the Bucks, I thought was like a really stinky line. That didn't really make sense to me, so I took them. Browns plus 5.5. I also saw 6.5, but I'll keep it consistent. I'll do 5.5 at the Steelers, and then Chargers, my LA Chargers, minus 4.5 again at Miami Dolphins, which, I don't know. That last one, I was like, I don't super love that because it's a West Coast going east for a noon game. But I don't know. Maybe that's just kind of like more betting with my heart than my head because I love Justin Herbert. But yeah, those are like my top five.
I love it. I mean, this is going to be a different angle for that Chargers game, and we'll go through each one. That Chargers game, everyone's trying to get Vidal or Haskins because one of those guys is definitely going to score one or two touchdowns
Yeah.
in fantasy football, right? So someone's running the
Yeah,
ball in
for
this stuff.
sure.
Okay, let's start with the Giants. So you got the Giants plus 7.5 home versus Eagles. So you think they're covering because I'm going to take a guess at, I want to hear you why you have this, but to go deeper, can the Eagles even score enough points to beat anybody by eight?
Yeah.
Is that the thought?
That was part of it. It's just like, when have they like blown somebody out? Like, they play one good half every game. Like, they play one good half and then they play a crappy half, So like, they're either up by a lot and then lose or lose their lead, or they're down by a lot and then come back. Like, they're not very like last year, because they could run the ball. This year they can't really run the ball as well.
Yeah.
They don't have those explosive runs, and so the you can you know the Giants with their defensive line, their running game. I didn't look at their stats on their rushing. Okay, maybe not. But with Scadabo, I was like, oh, maybe they can run the ball. Yeah, I mean, they're an average rushing attack, but I think part of that too is you're looking at success rate with what's his face, Russell Wilson, which they were god awful. So I don't know. I think they can keep it close. I don't think that necessarily that they'll win, but I think they definitely can keep it close.
Yeah, well, just to
I
give
don't know.
you some context of what you're like, add more context to what you're saying and back up what you're saying. They won week one by 4 to the Cowboys, 24-20. They won by 3 week 2 to the Chiefs. They won by 7 against the Rams, but it's misleading. They were only up by a point when the blocked field goal
Yeah.
happened. They could have lost that
Yeah.
game or won by one.
Yeah, I know.
So
I lost that cover.
you could like not that's not really indicative of the game. Beat the
Yeah.
Bucks by 6, beat the loss to the Broncos by 4. So, yeah, 8 points. I mean, 7.5, whatever. It's like 7. I don't know. It's they haven't really beat anyone straight up by that many points yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's division game. Division games are always weird. And I just feel like I just think about who's gonna take the Giants. Like, I feel like everyone's like, oh, the Eagles, they had their, they talked with AJ Brown. Or maybe this is just one of those Eagles years that's just weird. Like, they can't get out of their own way. It just seems like this happens to the Eagles. Like, they won the Super Bowl with what's his face, and then he's fired, soon after. It's like, I don't know. It's a weird team. Weird
Yeah,
team. AJ Brown, DeVonta Smith, they're just not happy.
and also this year is starting to feel like that 2023 year after they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, after they came
Yeah,
back, they're
exactly.
going to be good. Looked good for a few weeks and it fizzled out quick. I don't know if you heard, I think Hurts, Barkley, and AJ Brown had like a 2-hour just me.
Yeah, what do you
Like,
talk about? What
it was funny.
do you talk about for that
Chris Sims said today, player meetings are not good. He's like, if a team is good, a good
long?
team, and Florio was like, a good team doesn't have player meetings. He's like, what do we do? Show up and talk about how good things are going?
Yeah,
Like,
I
what are they
know.
talking about for 2 hours? So, yeah, the
Yeah.
vibes there aren't good. Okay, so Raiders, you're going to take Raiders -4.5 at home versus the Titans. You looking to see the
Yeah.
Titans,
I
look
just
at the
think
Raiders, pat them down, or what?
like the Raiders can run the ball. I know that. Should have looked up some, the advanced stats for rushing defense. But I feel like the Titans had no business winning that game. You know, like they were so bad. Where are they defensively? And like the Cardinals, it was just like, I don't want to. Like there was that play where it was like an interception, and then the guy fumbled after he picked it off. Like that's just like the epitome of that game. And so I just think the Titans might just be very bad. Like they're very badly coached, and they just, ended up winning somehow.
That play was crazy
Which I
because
thought was funny.
in that same play, I said out loud, I won my pick'em. And then in that same exact play, when it really ended, I said, wow, I think I just lost my pick'em on the Cardinals due to the Titans
Yeah.
not only fumbling, but then kicking it into the end zone. And then, I mean, it's just awful, all around awful.
Yeah, they're just terrible. And it's just like a joke, you know, and I know Geno has been so bad, so bad. But it's like, dude, you can't continue to be this bad. Like,
Yeah,
at some point, at some
you've
point.
been all over him too. You're like, hey man, is like, do they need to put the backup in because he's literally costing them games, right?
Yeah, I mean, he lost them the what last two games, probably.
Yeah.
You could argue, make that argument, anyways. And so, I mean, I'm trying to fudge the stats to make my point of the Raiders can run the ball, but. It's not going well for me. But I just feel like this is a game where, you know, nobody watched that Cardinals Titans game and they just were like, oh, Titans won, Raiders, their embarrassment, Geno, vibes are terrible. But I just feel like at home, it's hard to win on the road. The Titans are so bad. Like, don't let that one win fool you. The Cardinals are just. I don't know. Being a Cardinals fan must suck, but Titans are so bad.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you because just going the ebb and flow, the Raiders got smacked against the Commanders, came and fought the Bears pretty hard. Probably should have won.
Yeah,
Maybe
I
should have
mean,
won.
yeah, you could
Yeah.
argue that they should have won.
They should have
It's a coin
won.
flip game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
coin flip
especially
game.
because they threw bad interceptions and they were still in it. So
Yeah.
I think Crosby gets after the rookie, right? He holds the ball a lot. I see a big game for
Yeah,
Crosby
yeah.
there. I'm a little upset because now we're going to the next game. What's up, bro? Let's just have me and you. Forget that the audience is here. Just the two of us. Hey, let's talk. You got a problem with my guy Baker, man? Because he's. Hey,
No,
no. I'm talking. Hey,
I love
next time you talk about Baker and you put him on here, I want to see it. MVP Baker. That's what he's on right now.
Yeah,
What's going on? How are you
that's
taking
no doubt.
San Francisco +3 at the Bucks? What's going on here?
Just the line doesn't make sense to me.
What would you expect the line to be? You just picked against the Bucks in Seattle and they just took your money. But I don't know if they took your money, but I mean, they won the game. The Seahawks might have covered. I don't know what the line was.
That's good. No, I don't remember. I have to look.
I can tell you. You.
Tampa Bay
Oh.
covered because they were underdogs.
Yeah, you might not have. You didn't even pick that game for our picks. That was just your own picks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lost
So
that one.
what's
Thanks,
going on?
Baker.
We're talking right now, guys. We're talking San Francisco's plus
Purdy's not back,
+3.
right? Purdy's still out.
Yeah, Purdy's still out. Hey, Mac Jones might be QB1 now, dude. They got a QB
Yeah,
controversy.
so Mac Jones is playing. They're going at Tampa Bay. It's a 325 game, so that's fine. But that's just weird. Like the Vegas is saying that San Francisco and Tampa Bay are even. They're even teams. That doesn't make sense.
So you're going to take San
Like
Francisco.
Tampa Bay, yeah. Because that doesn't make sense. Like that's just screaming like, hey, take the Bucks. Like they're getting only 3 points. Like that's a, I don't know. To me, these two teams aren't even. Like Tampa Bay is a way better team than San Francisco. Like I think San Francisco's defense is living on what they used to be. You know, you just kind of like you see the uniforms and you're like, oh, they're a good defense, or oh, they're really good offense. It's like, eh, are they? Maybe not. What are they in DVOA? Yeah, they're 18th in DVOA on defense. Like
Okay.
they're not who
So our logic
they
here
were
is something weird's
24.
gonna happen? Like you think the Bucks are gonna win because they're better, but because Vegas is saying they're even, you're gonna go with San Francisco? Is that where
Yeah, this is like a stinky line bet.
okay. That's what I kind of was
Like
thinking.
you look through the games and you're like, three? That doesn't make sense. You know, it's kind of like that college game I had, the Illinois and Indiana. You know, it's like, that doesn't make sense.
I would have
So
expected the Bucks
it,
to be a 4.5 to 5 point favorite in this game.
yeah, I would say, I was going to say 5 or 6 point favorite. You know, because you look at San Francisco, was that home game that they played
Against the Rams.
Arizona? Yeah. Well, they played Arizona at home. They won 16-15. Like,
Yeah.
what? Also, Jags. I guess they beat the Rams, which is a good win for sure. But I don't know. It's just, I feel like the Bucks have all the hype with just how exciting their games are. But you know,
Their
Baker could embarrass them
defense
too.
is not that great, though. The Bucks defense is not that
No,
great.
their defense is not great. No, it's not great when you watch them. It's not great. I mean, especially Bosa's out for the year. It's not, no, like all the advanced stats say they're bottom third defensive team. You have Mac Jones as your, and I don't even think, well, Kittle's still out. Do
Kittle's out for the year. I think he's done. I don't think he's coming back. I could be
you
wrong.
think so?
I think it's a year. It's a year. I know.
I picked up their tight end, so I hope so. Pearsall's questionable. Jennings questionable. So like their offensive weapons, who do they have? I don't know. McCaffrey is going to get 800 touches, but I don't know. That just seemed weird to me.
Actually, no, dude, I misspoke. I apologize. George Kittle is out with a hamstring injury, but he's eligible to return in week 6, though he is more likely to play in week 7 against the Falcons.
Yeah.
I just remember reading he was on IR, but yeah, he'll come back. So
Yeah.
that's good. That'll be good for them. They'll get him. Hey, honestly, I want the Bucks to win. I'll probably pick the Bucks in the confidence pool. But
Yeah.
every time Kyle wins this year, I know he's your guy. I am really happy because it was really hard to watch him last year because all of the injuries, he looked so
Yeah.
stressed, bro. Like he was so stressed. You remember the Bears were losing games and I'm like, yo, we should just trade for Kyle right now. I think he's so mad. Maybe he'll come coach Caleb. And it's so when they beat the Rams, I'm sure that felt good to beat McVay because they were
Oh
mad at it.
yeah.
To beat him with Mac Jones probably felt
Yeah,
really
exactly, with Mac
good.
Jones. He's like Mac Jones for Stafford. Like, come on.
Come on now, right? Yeah, so I'm feeling good for the vibes for our boy Kyle, your boy Kyle, who we've had many arguments
Yeah.
about, but I do think he's a good coach, okay? I'm saying it here. All right, let's move on. Browns +5.5 at the Steelers. What'd you see here? What were you thinking?
Yeah, so I mean, I think bye weeks are hard because like some coaches are better after a bye than others. I should have looked up. It would have been good planning by me. Maybe I can just chat GPT real quick. But some coaches are good off a bye and others aren't. Hold on. Tomlin's record against the spread after a bye week. And I know the Steelers, dang, they're 12-4 straight up. 12-4 after a bye. I don't know. I think it's kind of,
You know where he's really bad though? Tomlin's not that good on the Thursday night games. So when Steelers have a Thursday night game, he's not good. He hasn't been good, especially in the division. I think he's lost every Thursday night game in the division or something crazy. I remember the stat last year when they lost to the Browns on that snow game that I was picking games before that, and this stat came out that, like, hey, Tomlin is not good. Short week. Which makes sense because he's
Yeah,
not really a
no.
detailed coach.
Yeah, I don't think that the Steelers are that good. Maybe this is my Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. He just needs to retire. But
You could
let's
have
see
had him.
what I
Hey,
mean.
he could have been your Vikings quarterback this year.
Yeah,
He wanted to be so bad.
I didn't want him.
Yeah, he
So
was happy that
they beat the
to outplay them
Jets.
in Europe, though. He was, you could tell he wanted to do the
Oh
discount double
yeah.
check, you know, because he did
Yeah.
absolutely nothing for like 3 quarters and won the game.
Compile the list. It shows Pittsburgh is 9-7 against the spread off a bye. So they're like 50-50.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean the games they won, they beat the Jets. With the Jets are terrible. They got beat by the Seahawks. They should have got beat by the Patriots, but they kept fumbling. The Vikings, they I think they beat them pretty handily. The Vikings also played like doo-doo in that game. That was a frustrating
Wait, the
game.
Vikings against the
But
Steelers, I really thought they could have won at the end of the game. Like even in that game, I thought that was a good example of how the Steelers aren't even good enough to like hold the team off. And I thought
yeah.
some of the game management by Tomlin wasn't good, my opinion. Like I
Yeah.
thought they kept the Vikings in
Oh
the game,
yeah, it was
right?
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, and I thought like when they just had explosive plays, you know, you have explosive plays, and I think they won the turnover battle in that game too. Like you're gonna win the game. So that was frustrating. But you know, off a bye. I think Cleveland with what's his face? Dylan Gabriel. I think they're at least competent, and then Judkins is a good player. Like
Good player.
he played really well, and especially if you can run the ball. Steelers are really good against the rush. Maybe a problem. But if you can run the ball, I think it helps Dylan Gabriel. I think the Cleveland has weapons. Like they're not like elite pass catchers, but they have good solid players. And so
Cleveland beat Green Bay. Cleveland can beat the can beat the Steelers. You know what I mean? Like, and when we what we saw against the Vikings, where for whatever reason they were just letting Metcalf run right down the middle of the field, like no one touched him, and then that's not happening against like Denzel Ward, dude. Like, there's gonna be pressure, and there's gonna be man-to-man press coverage, and I don't think that bodes well for Rodgers or Metcalf in the pass game.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the Browns defense is elite. You know, they're very freaking good. And so, you know, can Rodgers sustain drives without explosive plays? Can they run the ball against a really good defense? Whereas the Steelers, is their defense that good? I don't know. Sorry, I'm just scrolling through
Yeah,
stats right now.
I like that. That might be my favorite bet that you have is Browns 5.5. Just looking at them.
And it's just like, you know, it's just the Browns, you know, nobody like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think of like the gambling public, like, oh, let's take the Browns. It's like, oh, we can take, look at, remember the Steelers, exciting game in London. Everybody was watching it, you know, blah, blah, blah. Whereas you just saw the Browns lose to the team that the Steelers beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Very
yeah.
true. All right, let's move to your boy. Now, this is a good matchup. You're taking the Chargers -4.5 at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
You think they'll beat them by 5 or more. Now, what I love about this game is there were a lot of people for a long time trying to convince us that the Dolphins should have taken Tua over Herbert. Remember this whole thing? Like, that's who you'd rather have in the draft. So I love when like quarterbacks from the same draft class play each other. Like this weekend we got Caleb and Jaden. Just adds to an extra like storyline, which you know I love storylines. Why do you feel so confident the Chargers are gonna beat them by the line?
So I just it comes down to I don't think the Chargers are that bad as they've been playing, and I don't think the Dolphins are that good. So the Dolphins I think are very bad, and they lost to the Panthers last week, right?
You got it. Yes,
Results,
sir.
yeah. And so they beat the Jets, but you know that Jets. The Jets are the Jets. Like they fumble inside the five, inside the one all the time. They beat the they beat or they got beat by Buffalo. They got beat by the Patriots. They got crushed by Indy. I don't know. I still think without Tyreek Hill, like you get 1 week without Tyreek Hill, and you know it's like okay, we'll do this. Waddle supposed to play. I just think bad teams are going to be bad, and good teams are going to be good. I think Harbaugh, Herbert, that defense is good. Now they have, I don't know how much OA is going to play, but I mean, I feel like you just put him in at defensive end, like, hey, rush the passer.
Pretty easy for him.
Yeah.
If
Yeah,
Flacco can
my
play
concern
quarterback
is,
in 1 week, I think he can play defense.
yeah,
Right.
exactly. My concern is, you know, it's a West Coast team going East Coast for a noon game. That's concerning. I don't know. Maybe this might be, I was going through the other bets and I don't know. I didn't really feel super strongly about the other ones. And so this was the one I felt the strongest about. I just think the Chargers, they haven't been able to adjust to having both tackles out. And I think, you know, having 2 weeks to do that, I think they will start, you know, learning how to play without, you know, your tackles. I think they have really good offensive weapons, and they haven't been using I'm so bad with name. What's the name? The white guy, the receiver.
Yeah, Lab McConkey.
McConkey. Yeah. They haven't been using him much. But I feel like quick passes, and that's where, you know, Quentin Johnson on a slant or McConkey, you know, in a slot. Good things are gonna happen. It was just like that, or do I pick the, like, so a lot of these games was like, man, can it you try and think of these objectively, like, hey, don't get, you know, one of my other buddies, he like laughs at me when I take some of these bets. He's like, dude, I can never take that. It's like, you have to think of it objectively. And it's like, man, do I take the Jets again? Like,
Are they gonna win?
it's 7.5. Like, it's technically a home game, but it's a London game. It's like 7.5, neutral site. I don't
The
know. Those
Titans
games
stayed in
are
the game against the
weird.
Broncos, though. The Titans did.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, I don't think but the problem with like betting on these bad teams is like bad teams are bad for a reason. Like, they're gonna fumble the ball at an inopportune time. They're gonna have a unnecessary roughness. Like, they're gonna hit the punter or something. You know, it's like, dude, what are we doing? Like, the bad teams are gonna be bad. And so it's
They're
like,
indisciplined,
yeah.
but you know what? With the Jets, it's hard. It's like, man, they have no pass rush on defense, dude. Like, have you watched this defense? I thought they had a good defense. Like I thought they had this young talent. I know they have Sauce, defensive lineman, Quinton Williams. Like, dude, you watch them. They don't. It's like they have no blue chip talent on the front. I'm not talking about.
Yeah. No, it's weird, because it's like, I'd have to do a I want to do a deep dive, put on a list,
On the
deep
list.
dive of like what the heck happened to this defense. Because they were like, yeah, like you said, they were young, good players, and they had good, and you know, their front, like, because it was, who's that white dude from BYU that was there? Quarterback.
Oh.
He was really bad.
Quarterback or cornerback?
Quarter.
Oh, you're talking about Mike White?
No. He was the backup.
Oh, you're
Mike
talking
White was the
about
backup for him.
Zach.
Yeah.
Snake. He's on the Dolphins right now.
Yeah, he's really bad. And that
He's bad.
defense kept them in games, because they were
Zach
nasty.
Wilson. Zach
And it's
Wilson.
like, Zach Wilson, yeah.
There you go.
And so it's like, what happened to that defense? I guess it's just kind of like what's happening to the Eagles. Now, over time, you can't pay everybody, and if you don't continue to draft really well, then kind of you lose it. But I mean, they did. They're bad, bad,
Bad.
bad.
Very bad. Yeah, they're not good. I mean, yeah, Dak
But
had all
seven and a
week.
half on London could get weird. I could definitely see that adding to my card versus like Seattle. Like, I really want to take Seattle plus 1.5 at Jacksonville, because Jacksonville came off the Monday night winner. Like, that was like their best regular season game in like a decade. Like, Jacksonville never wins that game,
Never.
and they won that game, you
And the way
know.
they won it on the
And
on the fall down, oh my gosh, where's my money? Oh, let me pick my money up. Oh, there's Chris
yeah,
Jones. He's taking a picture of me. He's not even running towards me. Let me
yeah. Where's your
get
Christmas stops?
some.
Heard the sign, so I won't take credit for it. I heard it on a different podcast, but like, he is like the new version of like Jameis and Philip Rivers. You know, like, Philip Rivers was always down 7 with like 1.5 minutes to go. Like, he's just always that guy that's like, he makes incredible plays. Like, some of his throws were like awesome. His runs, like, he's fast. Like, he doesn't
Very
look fast
fast.
because he's like 6'6", but he's
He is
fast.
fast.
And then he'll just do these like dodo plays. Like, what are you doing? And I think part of it too is like, we, like, when someone's considered like a dum-dum, we kind of like overemphasize like, oh, he had like this delay of game, and like he does have a lot of delay of games. You're like, dude, what are you doing? But I think all quarterbacks do, right? So,
He,
so
there's
yeah,
something about
that
him
was
though.
interesting. So I really,
He seems a little aloof though. Like they're.
yeah, no, for sure.
But you know what? After he did the stretch to the goal line, which he's pretty good at that. Isn't that what he did a lot in college? The whole like jump with the ball, put it
Yeah,
over. Okay.
but that's why
He's.
they're ready for it. No, that dude
Yeah.
like punched like right away.
Yeah. But after that happened, that felt like. I like the way someone explained this earlier yesterday or the day after. Yeah, because it's Wednesday. So Tuesday. It felt like he played even harder than normal, than you normally see. Because you know, the whole like, he talks about how football is not like the most important thing in his life, even though it's very
Yeah.
important. So that's kind of weird. But it was almost like, oh my gosh, that was a bad mistake. And that's all everyone's going to talk about. I'm going to play so hard. So like, that, it just, that really did feel like a coming of age game for him. Like, I really felt like, oh,
Yeah.
whoa, this is the guy that was drafted number one overall. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, it was interesting. But so I was like, oh, easy. I was like looking at it like Seattle plus 1.5 on the road. But then I like look at the percentage of bets. So this I would like to make a proposition.
Let's hear it.
Proposition. Okay. So if the percentage of bets on this game right now is 72% on Seattle. I don't like that. Public heavy. If it's less than 65, like if it's closer to 50-50, I want to move this game to instead of the Chargers.
Okay. Well, let's update that on the rundown to make sure we know.
I don't know if I can do that.
We'll put C. Oh, we can. We'll just write it in the rule book. Seattle pending
Okay.
public
Put
money
in the rules.
at 65. We got to get the percentage at what?
Yeah, under 65.
And
So I
you'll just
really
let me
like,
know.
really
You'll
like
let
that.
me know during
Yeah.
that day. Hey, it went under or it
Yeah.
didn't.
I'll check it for sure. But yeah, I mean,
Perfect.
other games that I was looking at, you know, Cardinals plus 7.5. It's like, dang, do I bet the Cardinals again against the Colts? Like, am I really going against the Colts? 7.5 points is a lot of points, but it's on the road. I don't know.
Are
Couldn't
you
couldn't.
worried at all with the whole undressing of that player that dropped the ball and the coach yelled at him that the locker room might be a little upset? Like, do you think about those sports psychology things? Because I know that that's been talked about a lot. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's a rookie. Maybe that's, I think they're kind of like grown men and you're like, don't be an idiot and drop the
Cardinals
ball.
haven't
But I
gotten
think,
blown out yet this year either. I could be wrong. I don't think they have. I'll look it up. I don't think they've gotten blown out, and the Colts blow out
they're
teams.
just, yeah, they're just a weird team. So, I mean, I'll probably end up taking the Cardinals plus 7.5 because who's going to take the Cardinals? A
Exactly.
moron. But, so, me. You know, Saints are frisky,
Yeah,
getting
they're
three and a
not
half at
bad.
home against the Patriots. I like that. Bears, revenge game, 4.5 at home against the Commanders. Falcons, 4.5 at home against the Bills. Bengals, this one I might have to take a break from the Bengals. They're getting 14, and I love that, especially against the Packers. But man,
Flacco
that
just played
they're
the Packers.
so
That
bad.
is such a weird thing that he's going to start, which is
I
crazy.
know,
And he
but the
just played
Bengals have
them
not been com
competitive, bro. They
Bengals
haven't
have
been
not been
competitive.
competitive.
Yeah.
Like it's not even like they lost. They have not been competitive in 3 weeks.
You know what
And
hurts
so
this
it's
team a
like,
lot,
man.
though? And I think we talked about this a lot last year, and people don't realize it. They're like, man, Burrow's playing so great. Is he the MVP? I'm not saying he was. I thought he was the most valuable player, and I feel like we're getting evidence. Drew, they have no running game. It's not like they have a right now. They have none. The way that they ran the
Yeah,
ball last year,
is Chase Brown good?
well, I think he is a solid player, but he's more of a scat back. It's just the way they ran the ball last year was Burrow is so high percentage on the underneath line of scrimmage 5 yard throws that is the run game for them. But then you get spread out, and then he can check
Yeah.
you into a good run against a favorable box.
Yeah.
Well, when Jake
Yeah.
Browning's in the game, bro, you're not going to get. No one's worried about
Yeah.
this guy. So he's not hitting those. They're not having an extension of the run game. And I feel like it just shows, like, I'm not saying you can't win with this style of play, but you have to have an elite pocket passer, which they don't have.
Yeah.
They
Yeah.
just don't
No,
have,
that's
so.
good. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, Green Bay hasn't been playing well, relatively. So, I mean, they could smack them around. Pretty good. And then Ravens plus 7.5 at home against the Rams. It's like, I don't think this is the West Coast coming East.
I think the Rams
Yeah,
are going to the.
Yeah, West Coast coming east at for a noon game. 7.5 at home. Ravens up against the wall. Kind of like it. I like how I have like all dogs.
Yeah, you do. And I had that game Ravens Rams on my top five for the article of games of the month. But guess what? That was before I knew Lamar Jackson wasn't playing in that game. So my bad too. I had the principal on that. I didn't mean to put that out in the article that that was a game of the week or game of the month.
Last one was the Lions Chiefs. I was like, I'll probably take the Lions. 83% of the bets already on the Lions. On over under 52.5. I kind of love the under. It's like a pretty high over under. And Lions, obviously offense, Chiefs. Offense been playing really, really well. But I don't know. 52.5, that's a lot of points. Things
Lions
get
play a
weird.
lot of man coverage. I think that's favorable for Pat Mahomes. I know that with the speed that they have right now, I think that's pretty favorable. But the one thing the Lions have going for them in that game, they have two things going for them. Do you know what they are? I'm curious what you think they are. Don't think analytics. Think narrative.
Pass rush.
They do have a pass rush, but they have two things going for them. And if you won't get it, so I'll just give it to you. Because how could you read my
Yeah,
mind?
it's a,
One, the
yeah, read, this
quarterback
is a
for
read your
the
mind thing.
quarterback for the Lions has never lost to the quarterback for the Chiefs.
Nice.
Nice. Think about that. So you beat him out. You remember that crazy Monday night game years ago? Rams and the Chiefs, one of those historic games.
Oh,
Okay. Then he beat him again, opening of the season 2023 or 2 years ago. You probably remember that. Banner night. Chris Jones didn't play. So he's 2-0. That's good. And the Lions recently in that game, they beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. And I think we both agree straight up. The Lions are just better than the Chiefs right now. So, of course, that means take the Chiefs. I think that's what
I know.
it means.
That was like, it was like one of those. I remember when I should have put the Jags last week on my best bets because I really liked them. Because it was like, I remember listening to one of the pods. They were like, are you really going to tell me that, it's going to be halftime. We're like, man, we just took Trevor Lawrence over Mahomes. And that's just what we did. And it's like, yep, that's what we did. And we won all the way to the
Could have
bank.
won by
But it's,
more because that end zone fumble. Think about it.
But yeah, it's that's a that'll be a really good game. I'm looking forward to that. But
Better games
I don't
this
know which way I'll
weekend.
go.
This is a good weekend, Drew. I mean, we had a horrible week. Last week, I wasn't. I mean, excited for football. In a few months, I'll be crying for football. But some of the games that we have
Yeah,
this week,
relativity.
just looking, I'm thinking Bears Commanders. That's a good game. I think Lions Chiefs. Good game. I know the one I really like. Hey. If you like football and you're just like casual, want to watch a good game, I still think Panthers Cowboys is going to be enjoyable to watch. So even Thursday night's interesting with all the drama in Philly. Like that's interesting. So
And it's still Jackson Dart, you rookie. See what he's got. So that was a fun game. San Francisco Bucks, and you got some like really bad teams. Like how bad, how weird can it get? We're about to find out.
Falcons Bills is interesting too because the Bills just lost. So yeah, those are all good
That'll be a good
games.
one.
So to round us out, I know you love talking college. What do you got for me for college as we
Really
get the
good,
last thing
really
going?
good college games. Really good
Okay.
college games this week. You got Alabama, Indiana, so we'll find out. Or no, Alabama, Missouri, Indiana goes to Oregon, Ohio State goes to Illinois. So we'll see if they're actually good. So I was looking through it and I was like, oh, UCLA just had the game of their life when they beat Penn State. So I was like, oh, give me Michigan. They're at Michigan State. So I'm like, oh, give me Michigan State. And then I see 88% of the money is on Michigan State. So I'm like, oh no. So I'm like, all right, I gotta take UCLA plus 8.5. Just keep it rolling, keep it rolling. And then it was, Florida State, I think they've lost last two games in a row, but I still think they're a good team. And they're getting 10.5 at home against Pitt. 72% of the money is already on Pitt. So Pitt is a heavy favorite, public favorite. Like them. And then the stinky college line that I was looking at was Texas minus 1.5 against Oklahoma. Oklahoma's been looking really good. I don't know if Mateer is still out. It's like a weird, like nobody's saying anything kind of vibes. But even so, like I feel like the way Texas has played so bad, like they shouldn't be favored against Army, let alone Oklahoma,
All
who's
these
the
NFL
sixth
teams are tanking
team.
to get Arch Manning. So I don't know.
No, not no more.
Not
Not no
anymore.
more.
He's
He's
going to play
terrible.
another
He's
year, huh? For sure.
He's doo-doo. Or two, yeah. He's doo-doo. He's so bad. But yeah. So love that. Good, really good, really good weekend of football. Looking forward to it Saturday and Sunday.
Me too, man. Me too.
Vikings are on bye, so I can't ruin my weekend.
That's that actually what you just said. That was probably the best part about this last weekend was I was watching your Vikings game. I watched the whole first half in the living room, relocated in here, had it up on the iPad, playing a game of Madden. And there's no better feeling than when it's Sunday and you're gonna watch every game because that's what you do. But the Bears can't break your heart. The Bengals are so bad without Burrow, so it's like an asterisk, you know? And
Yeah.
you won, your team won, so then you're in a good mood, right? If the Vikings lose, I don't like when the Vikings lose unless they're playing the Bears. But even when they play the Bears, because I hate texting you when they lose because you always say things like, they suck, this is stupid, well, I'll just go study. And then they start to like come back a little bit, and I'm like, then you're like, they'll score, and I'm like, come on, I want them to win because I want him to be happy. He makes me happy on Sunday. So it was a perfect Sunday. No Bears to disrupt. Vikings get the dub. But this
Yeah,
weekend, to hold my
Packers
hand.
are off too.
Yeah,
Beautiful.
he'll have to hold my hand with the Bears and the Commanders. That's going to be a good Monday nighter.
Go
So,
Bears.
yes, sir. Okay, we will pick this up next week, but appreciate everything you're doing. This stuff is really fun. I'm having a blast with it. You're killing it.
Yeah.
And right now, again, 9-8 on the season. We'll update that. We will reflect on how we do
Yeah. So
upcoming.
my actual record, we'll just get it straight. All the games that I
Of
bet
all the games,
for.
you could give your full, but I'm talking about the ones that we're putting in our top five.
Top five, hard to choose. 57, 42, and one. So
57, 42, and 1. That's a great percentage. That's
plus
much
money.
more than that's
Yeah.
yeah. Good. You
So
heard it here. Andrew Ack, best
it's
bets.
a roller coaster. We're
Throw
going
it.
back up. It's like
We're
going up on the raging bull, you know? Or
And then there's that moment, at the top when it does that little dumb dip. You know what I'm talking about?
yeah.
And your life is flashing before your eyes.